Matthew 28 verse 18, we are looking at you and I in the school of prayer. My roundup today, my roundup next week. That doesn't mean we stop praying. Just means we want to move on to the next thing we want to talk about. Matthew 28:18, Jesus came and spoke unto them saying, all power, which is the word authority, is given to me in heaven and in the earth. Then he says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe. Look at your Bibles. Look at me. Teaching them to observe whatsoever things I have commanded you. Then he says, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. So we began to look at the fact that there is no believer that can say, listen very well, I have no purpose. Oh, I don't know what I am on earth for. I don't know what I should be doing. He already tells you, go and teach all nations. You say, but is it not that some people have a ministry of teaching? No, that's crap. Every believer should be teaching God's word. He didn't give it to pastors. He gave it to everyone who believes the gospel. You should be preaching. You should be teaching. So, we are with a purpose already on the earth. The purpose is clear. And as you grow older means every day you must revisit it and say, what am I fulfilling my purpose? Because at the end of the day, God is not going to ask you the things you did in school or how much of a good family did you breed. Oh, I was a father to three boys and I was a good father. Oh, clap for yourself. That has no bearing with heaven. As good as it sounds, it's a good thing, amen. But is God no bearing with God? Oh, I was able to employ people. I was an employer of labor. At the end of the day, did you do the real labor? What is the labor? The preaching and the teaching of the gospel. Our purpose is clear. See, my purpose is clear. You don't believe that? My purpose is clear. Amen. We are to make people disciples of God's word. But I really don't know how to go about that. Again, we have been looking at that on Sunday, right? I don't know how to go about it. Everybody starts from somewhere. You follow people that have been doing. Amen. I remember the first time I went to preach, I followed someone. Have you not followed someone before too? You follow someone. If you think you are born with the word, so you don't need to follow someone, it's fine. Go. Go. Just ensure you're preaching. That means we are going to make people disciples of God's word. We are going to reorientate. It means there will be reorientation. A change. You know, we are going to church, they say, come as you are. That's a very good thing in church. You come as you are. The problem is when you remain as you are. You can't be a believer, but you have been a believer for 6 months and you are still as you are. What are you? You are still as you are. Says the Bible, maybe the Bible says we should come as you are. Where is it in the Bible that you should come as you are? That's the problem. You are still as you are. Nothing has changed. Your priorities are still the same. Your appetites, the things you desire in the world, they are still the same. Nothing has changed. Jesus is still number 18th on your priority. Then you are not a true disciple. So what discipleship does is that it changes our orientation. So our purpose is tied to making people Jesus' people. It's simple. I remember the time in Nostell. You are just always talking about Jesus. Any little thing, you have mentioned Jesus. My purpose is to make people Jesus' people. If you are not comfortable with that, it means you are part of my purpose. If you are not comfortable, it means I should be looking at you too as a prospect. Hallelujah. So, our purpose is clear. That's why we gather in church. Let me tell you this one. The reason for all of our meetings is so that you are equipped enough to go and preach the gospel. The church is not where we just do social gathering. Fine, there's a social part of it. There's a community part of it. In fact, the church is community where we talk to one another, we know one another, we visit one another, we love one another, we give to one another, right? We are kind to one another, we are generous to one another. But listen very well, don't be deceived. It's not a social gathering. It's a supernatural gathering where people who have the same assignment have come together to embolden one another, to strengthen one another in teaching with the things of the Spirit. We've come together so that we can all be bold enough to go and preach. If all we do is that we come here, we sing, we dance, and then I just teach you, you know, how you can be on the first list, 30 under 30. Some of you are past 30 under 30. Now you have set another one, 40 under 40. You will soon say 50 under 50. Amen. And then 60 under 60. And then life under life. And then I teach all of that. And then we go home. Then I am of all the pastors in the world, the best in failure. I have failed in filing colors. Because the purpose of the church is not in making millionaires. Oh, how I will love everybody seated here to be a millionaire. I will love it. You think I will not like it? I will like it. Millionaires preaching the gospel, millionaires casting out demons, millionaires healing the sick. Don't you like that one? Eh? Don't you like it? Where's any Forbes list? So I heard. I just saw it on your birthday. I said, Forbes list, when did this one come? Apparently I have not heard that gist. The purpose of the church is not to make millionaires. I will like it. Amen. I mean, I was just like, say, oh, you know what? We want to buy a coach, want to buy a bus for the church. And then someone said, there's no need to call for donations. Who should I use now? Let me start Judith. Amen. Oh, let me use investor Hope. She's an investor. Amen. Are you not? Yeah. Pastor, there is no need. How much is the bus? I said, I don't know. Go and meet the people that are in charge. I said, oh, the bus is 70 million. I said, okay, what I'm going to do is, you know, there's a way rich people talk. What I'm going to do is, alright, I'll write a check. Hallelujah. You know, they will not be sweating. Hallelujah. We'll just come pray, come preach. But that's not the purpose of the pastor. If you say that's your purpose, it cannot happen. That you raise millionaires everywhere. It's not possible. Because the more you preach, the more you reach out to nations, you discover that everybody cannot be a millionaire. If everybody's a millionaire, there's a problem. Hallelujah. So say, you know, when you are young, you say, what will happen is they give everybody 100,000 or 100 million. Let all of us be spending. What will happen is that nobody will drive Marua. Amen. What will happen is that there will be no traffic warden. So that means everybody has car. Depending on the traffic warden, so has car. He's on the road. So he says, Yavumi! There is no last man, which would be a good thing. Amen. Which one caught us that day? VIO. He said, there's a small scratch here. You know, everything was complete. They inspected everything. Fire extinguisher, everything. I said, there's a scratch. Follow us. I said, bros, come. You know, he said I was proud and everything. I said, bro, come. Scratch. If I had time that day, I don't know why it's not called to me. I wanted to go and inspect their own car too. Is there no scratch on this car? He said, see the scratch. I said, I have not even seen it myself. You are just seeing this car in 5 minutes and you have seen it. That kind of person too will not be on the road. Amen. He will also be in his own car, scratched car. Hallelujah. The purpose. I understand that there are places you go to and then they know they can, you know, there's a way a pastor can gas you up. Say, look at your hand. The line on your hand, nobody has the same line. That means you are special. Look at yourself and tell yourself, I am special. I am special. Tell yourself, I'm special. I am special. Where your brain is not working is that as you are saying you are special, everybody around you is special. So who is special? If you are special, I am special, you are special, you are special, she is special, we all are special. So who is special? Nobody. Amen. The purpose of God is not to call you to be special. It is to make a minister of the gospel. If that is not enough purpose for you, something needs to change in your thinking.
You must get to a place where God is not a meal ticket to you. Don't be using Jesus as meal ticket. That's why the moment they have fame and then they have money, come on, who is Jesus again? It's just a meal ticket. No, he says our purpose is to go and preach, to make disciples of every nation. So we said, is this God's purpose for man from Genesis? Huh? Very well. He created man, then put him in the garden to tend it, to keep the garden. To keep the garden. Doesn't mean you're a gardener, no. I've told you, it's an analogy for keeping God's people. You discover that Jesus eventually used the same analogy in John 15 when he said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Anyone that does not bear fruit, my Father will raise, right? The one that is bearing fruit, he will prune, right? So they can bear more fruit. That is a Genesis motif. Paul will say, I have planted, Apollos have watered, God gives increase. A Genesis motif, where you are tending God's garden. And we said, the moment you start tending God's garden, there will be opposition. So don't forget where they're coming from. We said, every believer has a purpose. What is the purpose again? Come on. Let me hear your own words. Huh? To preach the gospel to animals. Dogs cannot get saved. Amen. To preach the gospel to who? To man, humanity, and then make people Jesus people. Make people Jesus people. Alright? And we said, the moment you have embraced that purpose, there will be opposition. Jesus has to say, lo, I am with you always. Now when someone sends you on errand and is telling you, don't worry. Don't worry, be bold. Ah. So why are you telling me to be bold? I remember in Body Now one time. One senior sent me to another senior. So he just said, go and help me collect something. Then as I was going, he said, come. See, no matter what happens. Said, no matter what happens there, know that I like you. No matter what happens, just be bold. You just be strong. It's not time to cry. Ah. So I stayed. He said, why am I still waiting? I said, why did you give me these instructions? That I should not, it's not around crying, around being bold. Is it not just to go? He said, yeah, I'm just telling you. Please now, Senior Ismail. Senior Ismail, I beg. Why are you telling me not to be? So when I got there, I realized why he was telling me not to cry. The beat. But now is a very crazy place. I said, oh, you are the one bold enough to come and collect this abbey. Tell him that if he's bold enough himself, he should, say, in fact, don't go. Let's send a message. I'm the message. You are Jelion. I'm the message. I'm the one they used to send message. So they beat me. I went to report to my guy again. My guy said, when you get there to you, we do it. That man has seen so much. They don't take it as anything. I said, you two, when you get there, you will do it. I said, I'll not do it. I did not do it. I left the school. Amen. But Jesus is sending you an errand. He says, lo, I am with you always. He shows you that, listen very well. You will do nothing. You will accomplish nothing of what he sent you without his presence. And lo, I am with you always till the end of the world. So we began to look at what did he teach? Because it says, teaching them to observe, Matthew 28:20, teaching them to observe whatsoever things I have commanded you. Again, we have looked at all of these themes in the last 3 weeks. So teaching them to observe the things I've commanded you. So that means there are these things that Jesus taught. And one of them is prayer. Matthew 6. You know, I discovered that of all the activities, prayer appears to be the one that a lot of Christians don't like getting involved in or getting involved with. If you say, we have a praise concert, watch how many people will turn up. They'll turn up with their friends. Say, everybody look, see what the Lord has done. Hey! Go Jesus, go! We'll bring Frank Edwards. After Frank Edwards, we'll bring Frank Taylor. After Taylor, we'll bring Donnie McClurkin. After Donnie McClurkin, we'll bring Donnie McDonald. We'll bring everybody. We'll bring Sinatch. We'll bring Righteousness Snatch. We'll bring Which one are you? You wanted to sing that time now? What's your stage name?
He didn't ask the name. All is well. You cannot sell. All is well. Are you singing for mortuary? All is well. You said you want. You had dream of singing one time now. One time like that. It's been long. What was the stage name? Pistis. You know. So you brought people here. Say, we are going to sing. We are going to sweat for our God. Watch people turn up. Watch people use energy. Yeah! I was watching one video. I said, how is this not his brother? The moment the pastor picks, I say, can we turn our Bibles to the book of Saint John? If you don't want to teach, you'll be saying Saint. If you don't say John chapter 12, just say, the gospel according to Saint John. The same active people begins with those. Till offering time. Calm down. You deserve this energy to go and preach. You cannot preach. Prayer. I remember there was one brother like that. I think I've shared the story before. No praying. He said, prayer. He said, prayer is what I eat. He said, I breathe prayer. I said, wow. I was even scared myself. He said, when it comes to prayer, it's not a matter of pride. My voice is recognized in the heavens. He said, I pray for a living. When we started praying, the issue is that when me and myself, my friends are praying, we used to throw away the clock. We literally put down the clock like this and put it under a chair. So there's no need to look at clock. Amen. So when he first saw that, he said, what's happening? I said, we don't use clock to pray. He said, I said, you breathe prayer, sir. After 1 hour, 30 minutes, I just said, Adonai, Adokine, Adwekitine. Adonai, we worship. I said, we are not worshiping him now. We will worship him. It's still going to take about 10 hours before we worship him. He said, 10 hours. You breathe prayer. A lot of believers are not used to pray. Why? Because sometimes we don't even know the essence of prayer. We don't know why we pray. And when the purpose of something is not known, abuse is inevitable. You will abuse it because you don't know the reason. And so Matthew Gospel 6, Jesus taught us to pray. Verse 9, turn there. Are you there now? Last week we had ample time to pray. I want us to have enough time to pray today. Matthew Gospel 6, don't worry, we are not going to throw away the clock. So, this one that you are talking about, clearing the clock. Matthew Gospel 6 verse 9, are you there now? After this manner therefore pray you, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And I just made mention of this, I've not stressed it enough. I said the first thing in prayer is that you must identify who you are. You are a child of God, our Father. Our Father. You are not going to an ATM machine. You say, God, me I need. Nah. The way some people treat Jesus is like, it's like ATM. Or MMM. You know MMM. That's the way some people treat Jesus. So if I give offering, I just give 500 now. It says shake down, press down. That should be running over. That should be about 200K. So I give God 500. By the time he pressed down, God, is he old note or new note? And so you feel that's the way you do deal with God. And so you don't remember God until you need something. You say, Father, I've come again. Where did you go? I've come again. Lord, if you can just do this for me, I will serve you all my life. And you know you're lying. I mean that, you have said that many times. Say, if you can just do this one. Father, you will know that you are God. If for God that is God. And you forget him again till another need arise. And say, I have come again. Oluwa. Because you don't know why we pray. He says, when you pray, say, our Father. So prayer is first fellowship with the Father. It's partnership with God. It's fellowship with the Father. Our Father. Say, he's my Father. You're not sure about that. He said, God is my Father. Alright, so he says, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. So, what is God's order of priority in prayer? The kingdom of God comes first. That might sound bitter to someone who is a self-seeking Christian. To someone who is a materialistic Christian. Why should it be the kingdom? But Jesus is praying, saying, your kingdom come. You need to understand prayer. Prayer primarily is making God's power available to do God's will. Your kingdom comes. So it has nothing firstly to do with needs. The truth is, there is nobody that does not have need. Who is the richest man in the world now? Is it Bezos now? I have not followed it in a long time. I wonder why. I don't need it. Why do I want to do entrance exam? I don't need to know the richest man. He does not know me too. Amen? What's it? Maybe let's say Bezos. Do you know he still has needs? He's the richest man in Africa, is still running around looking for loan. Give me loan. Say, what do you want to use loan again? You know, some of you, let me say this. Yeah, you must have told yourself this before. If I can just get 100 million naira in my life. Me. Just 100 million naira. Don't give me more. I will not even pray about material needs. I will just be worshiping Jesus. It's a lie. What did I say? Eh? It's a very big lie. When you get there, your mouth will get wider. That's what you now start saying. There are some cars I can never use in my life. Ah. You don't have car before. there are some kind of cars I can't even use. You know, I was talking to bro, I was saying, I don't like Windows system. I use a MacBook. Not because there are Windows that are more expensive than MacBooks, but I'm just more comfortable with Apple devices, especially with for laptop for work. So, as I was saying it, that I cannot use a Windows and all that. God just reminded me that. But there was a time you were praying for a laptop, any laptop. I didn't, you know, when you are praying for a laptop, I did not give God any spec. Just give me anything that can open like this. That if I press button to come on, give me Lord. I was praying for any laptop in the world. If you like, let the name be Schooligina. There was a brand, Skelegen. I would have taken it in an heartbeat. But here am I saying, I can't use anything Microsoft. Sure. What does that tell you? Human needs, we always have. Human wants are insatiable. Maybe you did it in economics. God, if you can give me a job that pays me $500,000 per month, I will be fine. I will serve you. See, nothing will happen again. I will not even pray about money. It's a lie. When you get that, you know, you realize that the same people that you got it together, someone just got an offer somewhere, and you're paying him $2 million. You say, and I'm still here, stuck on 500. You start changing for your boss. I thought you said you would not ask for anything again. That shows you, listen very well, that our primary reason for prayer is not our needs. It is God's kingdom. And like I said, if you are a carnal believer, permit to use the word carnal. If you are a carnal believer, that will not sound good to your ears. Why the kingdom? What's kingdom? The kingdom, God's kingdom is so that Christians can establish themselves. Christians can be the best engineers, the best doctors. Nonsense! He never asked you to go and be the best doctor. He asks you to go and preach to everyone who is still in darkness, who is still under the bondage of the devil. He asks you to go and talk to them. Oh, how amazing if you can be the best doctor. I would like that. But that's not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is where his spirit is ruling. The kingdom of God is where his spirit is reigning, is where God calls the shots. It's not in engineering. It's not in commerce. It's not in renewable energy. It's in the gospel. Amen. So our needs is not the primary reason for prayer. Of course you can pray for your needs to be met. I've taught things like that before. Anxiety free living. Let God take care of you. Abi, cast your cares. No, go listen to teaching on GAC Media. Go to Jeremiah 33. We were there last week, and I'll just read.
Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know. Call unto me. I will answer you. I will show you the great and the mighty things that you don't know. Listen very well. If prayer is about your needs, you know your needs. But God is saying, in prayer, you will see what you don't know. So it's not your needs. That means the primary thing prayer does for us is that it opens our eyes. Prayer brings revelation. What did I say? That's not everyone. Say it again. Prayer brings revelation. I will show you things you don't know. You can't say you know God and you don't pray. You can't say it. Everyone who has ever walked with God, they are praying people. They are praying people. You've been a Christian for some years, for some months, and you don't have private times to just pray. What are you doing? This is not to condemn you. This is to bring you to remembrance of who you are. Quite a lot of things we are going to know more if we pray more. You know, some believers have never healed the sick before. They are always the sick. They have not healed the sick. And every time you read in the Bible, you know, they heal the sick. It's like, it does not even appear to you. You go check in, what's over here? Yeah, they heal the sick. It doesn't appear like something that you should do. It's something you should do. Maybe you should pray more. Amen. Maybe you should pray more. If you pray more, you will see God more. If you pray more, you'll be a better Christian. Your life will be better for it. So he says, your kingdom come. That is prayer. The primary essence of prayer is God's kingdom. To ensure that his will is done on earth as it is in heaven. What is his will? Habakkuk 2. You are familiar with this one. Habakkuk 2 verse 14. For the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. As the water covers the sea. Please let me know. Is there anything on the sea apart from water? Huh? What covers the sea? Is it water and land? That's not a sea again. A sea is body of water. He's telling you how surely God's glory will fill the world. He says the earth shall be filled with the glory of God. It is as certain as the waters covering the sea. It is going to be everywhere. It's going to be massive. That is God's will. God's will is when we see those who are walking in darkness. And because we are believers, we are going to them. Not so that they can come to church. Not so that they can join you somewhere where they are giving money and they are expecting money. And that's the cycle. I give offering. I'm expecting God to do something. What kind of Christian living is that one? When you're a part of a local church, your Christian living should change. The way you pray, your times of prayer, your devotion, your consecration, your test to know God more. Those are things that should filter. Those are things that should be your litmus. When you see someone who is walking in darkness, who is doing things that oppose God's word, your head should be aching. The kingdom of God should be here. Amen. The kingdom of God should be here. Hallelujah. Your will be done on earth. So what is it? We said Habakkuk 2:14. The earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Surely as the water covers the sea. Isaiah 11. It's the same thing. Isaiah 11 verse 9. Yeah. They shall not hurt nor destroy in my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the water. That is God's will. See, so I don't even know what God wants in the world. That's what God wants. 1 Timothy 2. That's what God wants. You say, Pastor, I don't have to go about this thing that God wants. Stay in church more. 1 Timothy 2. Verse 1. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for those who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to what? You're not looking at your Bible. Why are you looking at me? You see what we are talking about? Don't be a lazy Christian. Who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth? Is this Isaiah 11:9? Is this Habakkuk 2:14? Yes. God wants all men to be saved. That colleague to be saved. Roommates to be saved. Classmates to be saved. Neighbor to be saved. How much a spouse should have been saved. Amen. God wants everyone to be saved. He has no pleasure in the death of a sinner. When you wake up, that must be your dream. You say, what's your dream? That's my dream. There is nothing inspiring about the life where all you want is Rolls Royce. What's inspiring about that one? So when you get it, what next? When you get all the money in the world, what next? It is vanity for a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul. The church must go back to our primary assignment. This is what we are sent. This is what we are sent. It is simple, but it's God's will. It is simple, but that's all God wants. Numbers 14. Are you learning something? Come on, are you learning something? Verse 20. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But as truly as I live, says the Lord, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Numbers 14:21. All the earth shall be filled, as I live, says the Lord. All the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. You believe that? You believe that? I believe it. Amen. So when we talk about God's plan, this is it. Genesis 1 is very popular. Verse 28. Genesis 1:28. Are you there? We are going to read together, everybody. One to go. Look, I'll wait for you. If you are there, say, I'm there. If you are not there, say, wait for me, sir. Okay, you're there. All right. One to go. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air. This is God's plan for man. Be fruitful and multiply. And have dominion. Subdue. When you hear dominion, when you hear subdue, do those sound like fighting words? Eh? Do they sound like you have to fight? Eh? When you say subdue, subdue is not, yeah, shift for me now. Subdue is not, yeah, get out of the room. If you are the firstborn, or you have junior ones. You know what subdue means. Amen. Subdue is not, you know when you are fighting for the remote. Subdue is not, well, let me watch. When I watch 20 minutes, you watch 20 minutes. That's not subdue. And that's what unbelievers do with demons. You know what? God is the God of everybody. You can take some lives, I take some lives. I love the way Reinhard Bonnke said it some years ago. He said, there is no bargaining with the devil. There's no bargaining. You take over. You subdue. The word dominion there, in the Hebrew, because I wrote it down so that we can look at it, is the word radar. Be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth. Subdue it. Subdue is kabash. K-A-B-A-S-H. You find it in Numbers 32. I'm going to just quickly read it. Numbers 32 verse 22. And the land be subdued before the Lord. Then afterward you shall return and be guiltless before the Lord, before Israel, and this land shall be your possession. So when you subdue something, it becomes yours. You find Numbers 32:29. And Moses said unto them, if the children of Gad and the children of Reuben will pass with you over Jordan, every man armed to battle before the Lord, the land shall be subdued before you. So when you subdue, it's a battle terminology. It's not, you don't subdue with a smile. It is a battle terminology. Joshua 18, subdue, kabash. Joshua 18, verse 1. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there. And the land was subdued before them. The land was subdued before them. 2 Samuel 8. Verse 11. Which also King David did dedicate unto the Lord with silver and gold that he had dedicated of all nations which he subdued. So, who has another version that is not saying subdued? Brother Mola? Subdued? Conquered. Thank you. So, when you say we subdued that place, what you're saying is we conquered the place. It's not a mushy terminology. When God said you will subdue the earth, it has to do with battle. It means that even though God's will, listen very well, listen, look up. Even though God's will is that all the world will serve Jesus, everybody will sing his name, will lead up holy hands in his tabernacle, and we will worship and we will fellowship with one another and with the Spirit of God. It has to be subdued. It has to be done in a fight. You see it in 2 Samuel. So we just read 2 Samuel, right? We just read 2 Samuel 8:11, Abi. It's also seen in 2 Chronicles 22:18. You can read that one later. Then the word dominion, rather, you see it in Leviticus 25, verse 43. It means to rule. So when you say dominion, it means to rule. Rather. R-A-D-A-H. Leviticus 25:43. Leviticus 25:46. Leviticus 25:53. I'm giving you those things so that you can go read them. Numbers 24, 17 and 19. Then very importantly, Psalm 110. I'll read that one. Psalm 110, verse 1. The Lord said to my Lord, sit down at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Can we read verse 2 together? I'll wait for you. Some people are okay, you're still opening. Psalm 110, verse 2. Want to go? The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. That word rule there is the word rather. Dominate in the midst of your enemies. That is God's plan for his church. Dominate, rule in the midst of the enemies. So that means there is going to always be opposition to what God is doing. But what is our own reaction? We must rule in the midst of the enemy. We must dominate. So what is God's plan? Be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth. Have dominion. Say, I have dominion. So, it's a warfare. I always laugh. I'm part of this generation. Fortunately for me, I'm a Gen Z, right? And I know some of you are not Gen Z. Me, I'm a Gen Z. Someone's just scoffed. It's fine. And I always laugh at the kind of dispositions and nuances I hear sometimes, you know. And you hear things like, these things are not prayer. If someone told me, they said there is no demon. Man. There are all these things, yeah, that there are no demons. What we have are people who have psychological issues. Allahu Akbar. Maybe you grew up in Los Angeles. Even there, there are demons. You know? I can't just bring gun and say, boom! And someone just walk into a school and start shooting sporadically. And you think every normal man will walk into a school full of kids and just shoot 30 down. Nah. See, I don't believe in demons. I'm not saying you should respect demons. I'm not saying you should give honor to the devil. But even Jesus believed in demons. Who are you? There is an opposition that is busy and active. You will be stupid not to recognize it. I will be stupid not to see that the devil is a smart devil. God's will for you is clear. So is the devil's plan. And this is why we pray. Amen. God's plan for man is to dominate. Supernatural warfare on the earth. That's what we are involved in case you don't know. So when we say we are fulfilling God's plan, a fight is involved. And I don't lose. Amen. So don't get caught thinking that all we have is just man-to-man interaction. There's nothing really, Pastor. It's just man-to-man. Listen, look up. Apostle Paul. Listen very well. Look up, everybody. Apostle Paul. What was he doing first, before he started preaching? Huh? He was persecuting the church. I mean, he was killing them. In fact, when they stoned Stephen, Paul was the one that said, everybody bring your bag, I will hold it for you.
I will ensure that no bag get lost. Yeah, go and stone him, and I did for you. He was persecuting the church. And they loved him, right? Abi? They kept their bags with him. No. The government gave him letters. They gave him permission. Then the moment, listen very well, he started preaching. The government was looking for him. They imprisoned him. People were looking for him to kill him. What changed? The man did not change. He's still the same person. But now there's a fight. You know, when you are on Satan's side, there's no fight. I told you last week, it's like what? The analogy of what? Who remember? I said, Christmas chicken. Amen. Christmas chicken. Every, at February, Christmas chicken is boasting. So my owner likes me. Me, I'll just be eating and be fat in this house. Maybe in your own house, you always kiss things for Easter. In my own house, there's nothing we do for Easter. My mom will just say, he died, he rose. We bless the Lord. Lord, where rice cannot. There's no, it's only Christmas. Sorry. So, April, May, the Muslims have their festivals and all of that. The ram is being killed. The chicken is saying, I stand. Not unmovable. Chicken. June. August. Someone does birthday. They kill goats. He says, I'm a pet. Chicken. Pet. And that's the way some believers act. Till December. See, the chicken says, I've been seeing chickens around. I've been seeing more numbers of chicken in the neighborhood than before. We are multiplying. We are growing. I don't need to be bothered. Then one morning, after church service, you know how this thing goes now. The chicken is hearing. That's knife. What's happening in this house? Is there a ram? No ram. Like Isaac, I see the wood. I see the cotton wool. I see the father, where is the offering? You will know. Then the chicken goes. That's the way the devil treats unbelievers. So why do I need to pray? I have money. I have a good job. I have what else? I have a good family. You know, this is my wife. These are my kids. I have a good job. What else? I don't need to pray. I don't need to pray. Christmas chicken. There's no need to oppose you if you're not doing God's plan. There's no need. But eventually you are the devil's prey. But you're not. In Jesus' name. When you see opposition, when you see a contrary wind, it means you are doing well. On the contrary, a lot of people, when they see opposition to their ministry, to what they are doing for the Lord, they begin to question, is there something I'm not doing right? Is there something I'm not doing well? Is there a way I should be acting? Opposition means the devil fears you. It means you are doing something enough for darkness to come against you. But what you must not do is to stop praying. Jesus prayed. His disciples prayed. Amen. Amen. So, for God's kingdom to come to where you are, you need to have authority. Don't be deceived. You are on the winning side. Amen? We are on the winning side. But you establish your winning with your words. Words is the way you establish authority in the supernatural. Don't forget, when God created the world, what He said, and God said, let there be light, and God said, let this happen, and God said, you must use your words properly. And what better place to use your words than in prayer? Words. Words of prayer. So, there's no doubt that what God wants us to do on the earth is clear. Yet, there will be a fight. Don't forget, immediately God told Adam and the woman what to do. The devil came. Immediately. He didn't wait for two chapters. So the next chapter, I love the way Moses wrote it. Just said, and the serpent was more subtle than every beast of the field that the Lord had made. And the serpent said to the woman, again, words. See the way the serpent is talking. If you hear this happen, you know, you will say, it cannot hurt anybody now. See, he's even saying, as God said, he's taking permission. What a gentle serpent. As God said, you cannot eat of any tree that is in the garden. The woman said, yes. He said, oh, well, I get. Actually, that's the sensible thing to say. Because he knows that the day you eat of it, serpent. Isn't the best thing God is warning us about? Well, there was one brother like that. I warned him about a particular person. So, after he met with that person, I said, This was after his eyes opened though, later. I said, but pastor, it was hard though. When I first met him, I said, is this the person pastor is warning me about? No, the pastor must have been mistaken. People change. Things happen. Maybe pastor did not hear the full side of the story. Just they laugh. Full side of the story. And if you know me too well, you know I will not say more than what I've said. So after everything that happened, of course he lost money. The person duped him. Pastor duped member. After he had lost money. And now he became gentle. Gentle as dove. Sir, you want me. When? Die? And the issue was that when he was talking, anybody that wants to collect money from you will know how to talk. That's the first. It's a basic requirement. Amen. How can I want to collect money from you and I will not know how to talk? How else will I get into your head? I have to be able to say, most handsome. You are special. There's something about you. When I just see you, I see glory. But for this glory to be unlocked, you are going to sow. Sow what again? You're going to sow a seed of $2,000. What we're going to do with the seed is that we're going to plant it in the word of the Spirit. Word of the Spirit is your domiciliary account. Abba. All wrong now. Amen. So this happened, was talking. The man did not discern. He didn't know he was in a war. God told you are going to be fruitful and multiply. Yet the serpent comes and you are a friend with the serpent. Abba. A lot of Christians are walking on tight ropes. You are sitting on a time bomb. You wake up, you don't pray, you don't do anything. I did last week. Some of them say, we pray. If I don't pray, Satan will make mess of me. In Christ, Satan cannot make mess of us. In Christ, the anointing is with him. You can't sit down, Jared. Now, you hear those kind of things. I know you have not been in ministry for long. Amen. Maybe you just started preaching last year. If you have been in ministry for some days, I've been around for some days, few days, and I'll tell you, if you don't pray, Satan will make a mess of you. Easily. You see people who used to serve God on campus. Now, what you hear about them is maybe he impregnated someone and then the fellowship is started, everything just scattered. You should have heard things. And you just say, What happened? Who is it? Prayerlessness. Pray. Tell someone beside you, pray. Because as you've got plans, to do God's will. As you got plans to walk in the light, Satan has got plans. To nullify rest with chaos. To nullify light with darkness. To ensure that people, they are in bondage. To ensure that they are in the prison of life. But you know God is walking through us. Oh, you don't believe that. You know God is walking through us. So, prayer is partnership with God to make the earth the Lord. You know, as we pray, we see multiplied cells. Amen? Amen? The essence of cell meetings is to be everywhere. Is that on every street you go, there's a cell. That's the essence. It will happen. I will see it. It will happen. What I want is, I want praying believers everywhere. Hallelujah. Amen? In every family, that the light of God is shining. The knowledge of God's word is there. That the enemy can no longer penetrate and deceive people. And collect money. And collect, you know, and make people useless. Christians that have never preached God's word, have never healed the sick. All they do is just wear good clothes and go to church on Sunday. That's not Christianity. A demon can enter someone and wear good clothes and go to church. And even take announcements. Get a life of prayer. Such that when you get to a place and darkness is there, you know, things will start. You know, there was a time myself and a senior minister, I followed him somewhere, and we got to that place. It was a small meeting like that. It was not a church meeting. It was just a small meeting. It was for, I won't mention the meeting. When I mention the meeting, you know the person I'm talking about. So, as we got there, I just discovered that there was a particular woman just stood up. And another man followed her.
And they went somewhere and they were talking. They are furious. I was looking at us, Abby. We didn't say anything, we didn't do anything. We were just furious and they went out. And he came back and he wanted to scatter the meeting and emphasis. Yeah, you understand what was going on. Then he told us, darkness can never be comfortable with light. I was the one that put one and two together to understand what was happening. Amen. But you see, some believers will enter a room full of demons. Even demons will say, you want my screen? Demons will say, you are looking good. How can someone who is possessed be comfortable talking to you? How can someone who, you're a shining light. Amen. You're full of the Spirit of God. No matter how you want to paint it, the world you're living in is supernatural. Believe it or don't believe it. It does not make it untrue. It's supernatural. And you have to walk like that. Especially if you want to serve God. Especially if you want to fulfill God's mandate for your life. There will be opposition. Prayer helps us to walk in God's will. Primarily. Look at Luke 22. Are you learning something tonight? Come on, are you learning something? Luke 22. We were there last week, baby. Kobosin Badura. Baba Olawere passed on about a week ago. I think the last week, Thursday. As a prophet, they call him Baba Automatic. Myself and a friend were privileged to meet him once. What a man. Passed on at the age of, I think, 86. That man, I think he was 70 something when we met him. And we got tired of praying before a 70-year-old man got tired. And when I said we got tired, I think we already prayed about 18 hours. And myself and my friend were already looking at each other. You know when your tongues have changed? Lebe. Lebe, lebe. You know that you have prayed. If you have not gotten there, you have not really prayed. Let's pray out with tongues. Like B. We already are that Zebe level. Oh, Zebe, 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 Zebe. And we saw the man. He was about 72 or something. And he was doing, I read the post with white, with gray hair. Lira katoto baradada sata. Rebogo subriyanda. Jesus Christ. I tapped the remaining guys. So we heard each other. At least if we cannot stand alone, we can stand together. So we went again. Amen. We still got tired. He was still praying. Robo sombre kidia. He's a 70-something old man. What's your excuse? So I went to work. Bele. But just a lazy Christian. Elijah was a man of like passion. He prayed. That means there is nothing you're facing that Elijah did not face. So the prayer keeps on the will of God. Luke 22. Are you there? Verse 31. Look at your Bibles. The Lord said, Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith will not what? Fail. The word sift you as wheat. It means to separate you. That's the word. I told you, I've always told you that the first thing Satan desires to do is to separate a man. Satan desires to sift you, to take you out. To take you out. To stop you. Meaning that we probably would not have seen Peter on the day of Pentecost. Because Satan desires to sift you. To take, you know the way you sift something out, huh? You know the way you sift something? So some things will be present, some things will not be present. Aha. Satan desires to sift you. That means Satan can do it. That's the way to read the Bible. When Satan desires to sift you, my brain is going, that means Jesus is saying Satan can do it. And the only thing that will stop him is I have prayed for you. That your faith will not fail. That means if we don't pray, listen very well, our faith can fail.
I've seen people serve God in their 20s. I've seen people serve God in their early 30s. I've seen people serve God in their 30s. And then something just changed. And you're wondering, who is this person? I can't recognize him. The same person that used to carry people to go on outreach. The same person that used to take people to prayer vigil is now a drunk. The same person. What's happened? Satan desires to sift you as wheat. When I preach to people who are still on campus, I always tell them this. When you serve God on campus, you must keep your eyes on the ball. Because oftentimes, those who do, the joy of the devil is to see them not do it again. There was hands on considering a study to look at how many people were serving God, if our presidents, fellowship presidents, and people who were serving God actively on campus, and how many of them are still in ministry. You don't want to know the percentage. You know what I'm talking about. If you are involved in campus ministry, you know what I'm talking about. You will see some people and you can't recognize them and say, this one too. Now there was a guy I knew in Unilag, Akoka then, in the school fellowship. I will not mention the name at all. I used to like this guy. But just one day, I had a very, very strong impression to pray for him. I was in year one. He was probably in year three then. I had a very strong impression to pray for him. And I kept praying. I knew something was wrong. I went to meet him. I discussed him. He said, nothing is wrong and all of that. Apparently, I was just praying for his future. Because the things that happened immediately left campus. My oh my. And I was discussing with my friend, who happened to be the fellowship president then. And he said, he saw it soon. Satan desires to sift you as wheat. He can do it. And that's why, when things happen and you see something online, oh, this pastor did this, I always tell the leaders, that's not the time to start saying, oh, this church, you are a stupid person. When you see something happen to someone, you quickly go back to the room of prayer. Amen. Because quickly than you imagine, you can end up being what you have condemned the most. May it not happen to you. Quicker than you can imagine. Quicker than you can imagine. Satan desires to save you as wheat. I have prayed for you. That's the only cure. It's not, I have walked in the word of faith for you. It's not, I have attended meetings for you. No! Prayer is the only thing that can solve it. If you don't pray, the devil will have his way. Your faith will fail. He said, I have prayed for you. This is Jesus. He didn't say, I have rebuked the devil for you. No. He said, the only thing I can do is to pray for you. Look at Matthew 26. As we get ready to just pray. And then, just shortly tonight. And then, Matthew 26. Are you there? Verse 40. And he comes unto the disciples. And you find them asleep. Say asleep. Because that's some people's enemy. Sleep. He found them asleep. Said unto them, Peter. See, the same Peter. How would the devil not, why would the devil not want to see him as wheat? Only a believer, you cannot do away with sleep. In 5 months, there was not once that you are awake 2 a.m. praying. And it was not church vigil. You know, there's a church general vigil where everybody's praying. Whether you like it or not, you pray. Because if you don't pray, Boshala will come and say, how much you pray? Abi? Sajid will come and say, why are you not praying? Pray. There's some people even turn to handbag. Handbag. If not, you to handbag, it's fine. Just ensure you are praying. Sleep. Food. Oh, Baweri. You are fasting. You are eating wafers. It's like you don't know what you have entered. Amen. You are fasting. You are drinking tea. I remember there was a time I traveled out of the country. So they were fasting in church. I know fasting. What fasting is. I saw Oyinbo. 11 a.m. You are a deacon in this church. I said, excuse me, sir. How are you doing, Ade? I'm fine. You're taking tea. We're fasting. We're meant to be fasting. I said, yeah. I said, this one, they don't know demons. Apparently, It was a very dry season, so they wanted to ensure they are hydrated. But tea. Oh, but we're more. Amen. When I was younger, the way we used to fast.
I always tell myself, because we are young. For some of my friends, then they hated me. Say, when is your own turn to declare things like this? It's like war. Because we used to take turns. When it's my own turn, I'll just say, so we are fasting. He said, when are we breaking? 9 p.m. He'd be the last one we did, it was 5 p.m. Yeah, me do your own too. Nah, 5 p.m. is okay. God has said us. He said, 9. We need to press. He said, we caught one brother like that. He just stayed inside shower. I understood. One, we just met him. We met him with bread and egg on the table. He looked at us and he said, Me, Shemo. What are you not doing again? This is our stuff. Me, Shemo, I will face God on my own. Say, you are asleep, Peter. Can't you watch with me for an hour? Can we read the next verse together? Verse 41. Watch and pray. Tell someone besides, say, watch and pray. Say, watch and pray. Watch and pray that you enter not into, for what? The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh, listen very well. It is not, listen very well. Listen very well to what I'm about to say. It is not normal. I've heard people quote this before and say, the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. Prayerlessness created that. It's just like when you say, a prophet is without honor in his own It is not the normal. Unbelief created it. Is it making sense? Their unbelief in Jesus is what created a prophet is without honor. It's not that a prophet is without honor normally. I've taught you that before. Is that clear? So when you say, the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak, prayerlessness is what created it. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Listen very well, brethren. That means if we don't pray, we enter into temptations. I've always said it, that when you see someone do something and then they act in a particular light, it did not start today. It started with prayerlessness. Before my eyes are closed. Started with prayerlessness. They don't pray enough. It's not normal for the flesh to be weak. You know you can serve God all your life. Listen very well. No, I'm serious. You can serve God all your life and not feel tired. Paul at the point of death, he said, I can go on and on. I press onward towards the high calling of Christ. He's not tired. This one who has pioneered churches in Ephesus, in Corinth, in Thessalonica, in Macedonia, in Antioch. He had gone to Jerusalem. He had been all around Asia. And he said, I press forward. You can serve God all your life without batting an eyelid. When you say the flesh is weak, prayerlessness created it. I madura angba. The old Aladura will tell you, Adura lopa Christene. I will interpret it. Prayer is what the believer uses to walk with God. Without it, the devil will win. I know you say he has been defeated. You don't want to find out. You don't want to find out. I know we have a lot of new generation believers who don't believe in prayer. You know, they just believe and just say, glory, 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 everything's sorted. You don't cover the earth with the glory of the Lord by shouting glory. You don't dominate and subdue the world by shouting glory. We do it by prayer. And if we don't pray, Satan will make our faith fail. Our faith will fail. So let us partner with God in prayer. Amen. There is no excuse for prayerlessness. Oh, it's my job, Pastor. Anytime I just come back from work. Always let your flesh know that it cannot always have what it wants. Cannot always have what it wants. I said this while I was a teenager's pastor. Or teenager's president, as they call it. And that's some years ago. Amen? It's over 15 years now. And I said it that time. That you cannot always have what you want. I don't know if you can still remember. You remember very well. You let your body know you cannot have what it wants. That's why sometimes you see food and you say, no, I'm actually fasting today. Sometimes it can become a part of your life and all of that. You must let it, I see food, I'm not eating. I'm not going to eat till 6. You know, there are days that you don't get hungry. The day you say you want to fast, watch what happens. You know, sometimes a lot of people don't realize when they are close to it. They don't even know they are close to it. To fall off the cliff. It starts with, must I be in church today? You know, and then you wash that one away, you were in church. And then, all this study group, Faith is failing. And the only way
to shut the devil up is by praying. I told you last week, I said, David conquered kingdoms. He subdued kingdoms. And yet, he still said, there is a pestilence that fights in the morning. And you will save me from the destruction at noontime and noonday. He was the one that said, those who dwell under the secret of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. He is a man that has 3,000 soldiers around him. And he said, the Lord is my fortress. He is the one that is camping around me. To show you that there is the world beyond what we see. Yes, beyond what we see. I remember there was a year ago. About a year or two ago. Even though something like that happened recently, but I'm not going to share that one. But about some years ago, you know, and I was teaching. We are still at the former venue where we used to use. Some majority of you don't know the place, so don't worry. And as I was teaching, it was like a hand was wrapped around my neck. Like, you know when there's a hand around your neck, you literally can feel the hand. Now, I was much younger. I was much younger. It was about the first year or second year of church. So I was sweating. I said, what's happening? Because I'm a medical personnel, I started thinking, oh, is there a muzzle? The devil was looking at this one, is a small boy. My mind did not quickly go. Now, if I was in Ibadan, I know what I'm thinking, amen. There are some places where you preach and you're expecting something, drama like that. It was the place where we preached and then everything just started collapsing around us. And I told everybody, no, just sit down. Nothing will happen. Hey, the brother has already picked his Bible to run. You know? So there are environments where you expect that. But we have been having church for some months and nothing has happened. And immediately God told me, he said, everybody should start praying now. Just pray. And we were praying. It was already close to the end of teaching. And it happened even recently. Because there's no way you serve God and oppose. They will oppose you now. Amen. Except you're not telling the truth. The other is you're just going fatter. Christmas chicken. It is the doctrine of the Christmas chicken. So learn to pray. There is more to the ministry of Christ than what we see. But we can put ourselves in a vantage position when we pray. Let me say this. You can pray 3 years from now ahead. Some of the things a lot of you are enjoying is the prayer of your parents. If it is you, the devil would have swept you away. But no more, amen? Don't run on reserve. You know what I mean when someone is driving on reserve? You can pray. You are a believer. You have the Spirit of God. You can send the devil on his knees. Amen? We can pray. We can operate the supernatural. We can bring God down, ants down on earth. Are you ready for that? Bible says Elijah was a man of like passion, James 5:16. And he prayed that it should not rain for 3.5 years, and it did not rain. And when it was ready, he prayed again, and it did rain. He said, the fervent prayer of a righteous man makes power available. You want to see God's hand in your ministry? You've always heard that people just heal the sick and they raise the dead. You've never seen it yourself. You've never had it yourself. You have always converted the way people taught God's word. The way they discipled. Prayer makes it possible. Amen? Amen. You know you can pray and your grace is multiplied. Can we do that tonight? In Psalm 2 verse 4 to 7. The Lord said, when you ask for the nations, I will give you for inheritance. And the people of the world for your possession. You believe that? He said, when you ask, I will give it to you. He said, when you ask, I'll give it to you. You know, so we receive multiplied ministries. We receive multiplied grace. Amen. Tonight, we pray it out. Multiply disciples. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray for yourself. Libra
We arrest darkness with light. Chaos cease. Chaos cease. Chaos cease. By the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. Baruba gena baradosa kata. I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail. 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 Lord God, Jesus, Baruba lege gege chopo, Robogo gogo dogo, Asopaya da, Libari da gadosa. Brother, get. Rebede bete bete bete. Ribada bada 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 bada. Is this all you can do? Let it us all. If I read the table, so the border day. Rebecca, but the delegate of the bosom. Rebecca, but the bosom, 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 but the bosom. My prayer life receives revitalization. Oh, my prayer life is vitalized. Energy in my prayer life. I'm a praying Christian. I'm a praying Christian. I'm a praying Christian. The supernatural is at work. Reketusa liberato reketa libagada bada. Arogo posoto lobo yedebede. I pull down every stronghold. Every stronghold. Every stronghold. I stand in the name of Jesus. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Hey, the fire of the Holy Ghost is at work in my life. The fire of the Holy Ghost is burning. Is burning. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. Just a few minutes more. You know what Paul told the church in Corinth? He said, even though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Amen. They are not carnal. They are mighty through God in pulling down strongholds. They are strongholds. In pulling down strongholds. In pulling down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. As you go to preach in that place, you know, there are people that they are working actively against you. he said, prayer can pull down strongholds. You know what, in the book of Job, you know what the devil said? He said, we all know. Listen, he said, we all know you have surrounded him with an hedge of fire. There is such a thing like that. Amen.
an edge of fire. An edge of fire. An edge of fire. An edge of fire. There's such a thing like that. Amen? Amen. When you're praying, those are things you begin to see. As I move by the Spirit. As I talk by the Spirit. Untouchable. Unmovable. Always steadfast. Always walking in God's will. My faith is not failing. My faith is getting stronger. And I'm getting others' faith stronger. He said, we all know that there's an edge of fire. It's not film. It's not movie. It's not movie. It's not movie. I remember there was something Baba Debo was sharing some years ago. And he said, they went for a meeting. And there were about four in the room. And in the morning, just found out that someone, one of the four was paralyzed. They didn't come for him. The devil did not come for him. Later, he said, God now told him, he said, it was you they came for. But they could just not go back empty-handed. He said, yeah. See how that one just used head to carry japping. They didn't come for him. They came for someone else. But there are times, there are people who are untouchable. Because they've stayed in the place of prayer. They've tarried with God. See the way God was talking. See the way Jesus said it. He said, Satan desires. As though Satan had a plan. All mapped out. Satan is one of his desires to sift you like wheat. We don't know what he's planning for you. And you're there. Believer, all you can do is eat pizza. And darkness is planning. He's saying you, this one. Shebi says he's in the choir. He's carrying Bible about Abby. Oh, now she wants to start serving Jesus. Now it's not that she knows that she wants to know God's word. We'll deal with him. But you know what you can do? You can make darkness fall on his knees. Without saying anything. You can pray it ahead. Amen. Those who will walk with God, they must be praying people. Amen. An edge of fire around them. An edge of fire around them. In my ministry, an edge of fire. You know, some people, as a disciple to two, will fall away. As a priest to one, another one is going out. Someone is leaking your labor. No more. Amen. Someone is making your work not multiply. No more. We walk in fire. We walk in the supernatural. We are men of prayer. We are men of the great power of God. Can we pray again? An edge of fire. 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 Necro do sobrebete ke de godo bodo bodo bosa. Niba rata to bodo de sobrebede bede bede. Raba de bo sobrebede bede bodo ke dibila. Rabo do sikrebede ke laga. In my ministry, an edge of fire. Recupa sombre gela bolotosa. In my discipleship, an edge of fire. In my faith walk, an edge of fire. In my prayer life, an edge of fire. In my consecration, an edge of fire. In my local church, an edge of fire. La crobe sombaliaga. In my family, an edge of fire. Rakomba soprelegata. As long as the Lord lives, the God of Jacob is my refuge. A very present help in the time of need. La kubeze zele gakuzana elega bon zombra gede botosa ilege de botondo betegele sobre betegele gedodus rega da bada 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 gedosa a rekete beton ilege borotosa rege de betebe lebeke de gedogo a robo shombo takata lema tutu zuzu beleke de gedosa rebo do sombro lobo do boleya rebo de bede bolobo do bosa da bada ba few minutes more. Few minutes more. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Ekosa sabatata. A rogobotata. Eh. Liba katabata. Bodo bodo bodo. Rege de bodo 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 bodo. A robobodo bodo bodo. A sabogoto. A repatala bodo bodo. A robobodo bodo bodo. Lebe sete de bodo bodo. Rege de gede 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 bodo bodo. A robobo sopo bodo bodo. A rege de bodo 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 bodo. Robobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobob
An edge of fire. You have surrounded him with an edge of fire. Run about him, run about him. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, untouchable, untouchable, kept and preserved by the power of God. Let go, so, kept and preserved in the will of God. Jesus told them, men ought to pray and not to turn out badly. Men ought to pray. Men ought to pray and not to give up. I will not 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 throw in the towel. I will not give up. I will not give up. There will never be a time that I'm no longer a Jesus person. There will never be a time that I'm no longer serving the Lord. Oh, my service receive fire. My Christian walk receive fire. Receives fire, 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 fire in the name of Jesus. I'm not lukewarm. I'm not lukewarm. I'm not lukewarm. I'm not falling. My flesh is not weak. My flesh is not weak. Just a few minutes more. To see Jesus seated upon the throne, Holy Ghost, do it again, do it again in my life. Open my eyes to see Jesus seated upon. You know, Jolu, I want to warm it. You know, Shine, I want to warm it. When men are lining up to be counted, I will be in the numbers. I will be in the numbers of those serving the Lord, of those that came in the name of Jesus. Of the fruitful ones. Of the fruitful ones. The dark has nothing on me. I only want it. Only want it. I will not be found wanting. I will end up like Judas. I will end up like Saul. I'm walking with God. 10 years from now. 20 years from now. 30 years from now. Kept and preserved by the Holy Ghost. 40 years from now, in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is active. Working in my life. The Spirit of the Lord makes provisions. Shows me things I'm not aware of. I'm not empty. I'm not empty. I'm not empty. I'm not running on empty. I'm not empty. My ministry is fruitful. My preaching and teaching is fruitful. There is results. There is numbers. There are 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 numbers. They shoot it there. There are numbers. They shoot it there. There are numbers. There are numbers. There are numbers. There is growth. There is growth. The devil is in trouble. There are numbers. There are numbers. There are numbers. There are numbers. In the name of Jesus. From today, I begin to see like I ought to see. I begin to hear like as I ought to hear. I begin to talk like as I ought to talk. I'm smart spiritually. I know what to do. I know how to do it. I know when to do it. Open my eyes to see Jesus. Prayer opens our eyes. Open my eyes. To walk in your way. To walk in your will. Mi o ni silete. Mi o ni sasise. Mi o ni sasise. Whatever the devil has in plan, in the name of Jesus, we nullify it. We cancel it. We cancel it. We cancel it. We cancel it. In our church, in our lives, in our families, in our works, in the name of Jesus. 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 We are men. We are men of the Holy Ghost. We are men of the great power of God. Lord God, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. I've told you what you do. It is easy to pray in the local church. In the church, like, it's easy to pray because everybody's praying. But what you must do is learn to replicate it in your homes. Amen. Let there be an altar in your room. Hallelujah. Let it be untouchable. Create an atmosphere of prayer. Hallelujah. An atmosphere of prayer. An atmosphere of prayer. I remember there was this brother like that at Ife. If he just finished praying somewhere and you go there, you will know that he just finished praying. It's not perfume. Amen. You know, the other day I went there. As I got there, the way I was praying, Jesus Christ. So someone told me, said, this so brother just finished praying there. I didn't know him at that time. I said, take me to him. I want to know him. It's not the kind of people I should be knowing here. It's not the kind of people I should know here. I don't want to know you, let's be. I said, how much do you pray? He said, I pray every day. On the same spot. Because the place is motion ground. You know, as a sports complex. So he prayed every day on the same spot. How long? He has been praying there for 4 years. There is no, when you get to that spot, you will know it. Hallelujah. I remember there was a story that Pastor Noinka told about Reverend Tokuma Jejun, Rema Chapel. That's a Rema Chapel, Rema Bible Ministries, Bro Higgins Church. You know, the superintendent in Nigeria, Reverend Tokuma. And, you know, he went to UI because Reverend Tokumbo schooled in UI. So they said, I want to see Reverend Tokumbo. I want to see Bro Tokumbo then. And they said, the person said, you want to see him? Don't worry. Wait here. Exactly 12:50 midnight. He will pass here. He said, what do you mean? He said, if you come 12:40, he would have not gotten here. If you come 12:55, he would have left. He said, 12:50, wait for him in front of Idia Hall. He will pass. So he waited, he said, it's a lie, it cannot work. And 12:50, he just heard the person saying, hallelujah. He was speaking in tongues and was moving. He said, I want to see you, sir. I said, not now. What's your prayer life like? You know, there are people who serve God in their youth. And when, as they are growing, their fire is quenching. That's not you. You know, there are people here that God is going to use you to minister to nations. You might not even know it yet. There are names on earth that you are going to minister to. There are faces on sin. Languages you don't know. Languages you've not heard. And you are going to stand in the name of Jesus as a prophet of the Almighty. And you are going to set people free. You must create a prayer life. Is that clear? Is that clear? Start. Ensure you start. Ensure every day you're praying. Ensure every day you're praying. When the Bible tells you that so thing was prayed about, it means that thing will not happen if you don't pray. If you pray that, pray for us, that the door of ministry is open, it means if we don't pray, the door of ministry will not be open. I pray for you that your faith will not fail. It means if you don't pray, your faith will fail. It's simple. I'm moving on to the next level of prayer. You believe that? Huh? My prayer life receives energy. No, swear. You know, just swear, a Christian. A Christian, the devil can blow like a... like wool, like cotton wool. That's not you. Jesus said, the prince of this world came. He found nothing in me. The dark has nothing on me. Give those hands and bless the Father this evening. Just give him praise. Bless his name. Thank you, Jesus.